This is the People Mentor podcast for managers and leaders wanting to thrive and grow and create a culture that incorporates kindness and compassion and builds a high-performing team. Hello, I'm Nicola from the People Mentor, and in today's podcast, I'm talking about office politics. Today, I'm going to look at strategies for navigating office politics while maintaining personal and professional integrity. So, what is meant by office politics? It's basically those unspoken rules, power structures, and relationships that are behind every interaction in the workplace. Everyone wants to work in a collaborative, harmonious environment where they can be open and honest and feel appreciated. However, many workplaces are not like this. You'll see people micromanaging and undermining others. There'll be people taking credit for others' ideas or hard work. There can even be a blame culture where instead of owning up to their mistakes, people point the finger. Some people will spread rumours and gossip which damages trust in teams. These are only some examples of the negative office politics that I have seen and experienced. I'm sure you could add to the list. So what's behind all of this? A big factor is jealousy and insecurity. Someone may be threatened by another person's skills or achievements, so they try to undermine them at every turn. Then there's ambition. Some people may form shadowy alliances or manipulate others to further their career and their own agenda. And of course, we can't ignore the fact that teams made up of very different people with different personalities and perspectives are bound to have personal vendettas springing up. Someone with a personal vendetta against someone else might seek to undermine them and damage their reputation within the team. You may think that office politics are just par for the course, but when they are negative, they can be really damaging for teams. Morale and job satisfaction plummet because of working in a hostile work environment. Workplace tensions can increase stress, and when there is less trust and more conflict in teams, it really does affect team cohesion and collaboration. Office politics doesn't just affect teams, it challenges your integrity as a leader too. It might create conflicts of interest where you find yourself choosing between your own goals and the best interests of your team or the business. Perhaps you get caught up in the manipulation and dishonesty that is going on in the workplace and behaving unethically to further your own agenda or to avoid owning up to a mistake. Or you may either inintentionally or inadvertently show favour to certain people or groups of people. And dare I say it? You as a leader may have created a toxic or negative culture that stirs up the office politics. To protect and maintain your integrity as a leader from negative office politics, there are some actionable strategies that will help you. Your priorities should be demonstrating that you are open and transparent about your motivations and intentions, aligning your actions with your values and with the wider values of the business, and building a healthy workplace culture centered around mutual respect, common goals, and constructive feedback. Here are some of my top tips and techniques. First, start by building genuine relationships and take an interest in people rather than using them as a means to an end to get what you want. Taking an interest in people builds trust and makes them feel appreciated, so they are more likely to have your back when you need support or you are navigating something difficult. You can build good relationships by being generous. Offer a listening ear, share your expertise, offer support. When you give out authentically, you get back when it matters. Next, you can help mitigate some of the worst of the office politics by being the bridge between different people or different teams. Encourage collaboration and collaborate with different people yourself, which will help you learn new things. The more connected everyone feels and the more you show that you're willing to work with and listen to everyone, the more cohesive the workplace will be. This will also help any accusations of favouritism go out of the window. A hugely important way of protecting your integrity in the midst of negative office politics is staying true to your values. This is important because it can be so easy and tempting to fall into gossip and other unprofessional behaviours if you keep the company of those who behave that way. Doing the right thing often means doing the hard thing, but ultimately, if you act with integrity and you stand by your values, you'll be more at ease with yourself and others will respect and trust you more. So think about 3 or 4 core values and write them down. Next to each, write a sentence about why that value is essential for you and reflect on how you are living out these values in the workplace. So, for example, if you pride yourself on being honest, reflect on how you live that day to day. Maybe you were honest about not knowing the answer to a question that a team member asked you instead of pretending you knew or telling a white lie. Maybe you were honest when you gave negative feedback to a valued team member instead of skirting around the subject. Speaking of values, it's important that as a leader you define and support clear cultural values such as putting team success above individual success, being open and honest and doing what you say you are going to do, treating everyone with respect. If everyone knows what is expected, it is clearer when people are falling short, and then you can take action to deal with issues before they become a bigger problem. What's also important is being transparent. Don't withhold important information from team members and discuss workplace issues openly. When there are things that need to be dealt with in private, make sure those involved know that what they say is confidential and won't be discussed with other members of the team. If you are transparent, it builds trust. And if people trust you, they are more likely to feel able to express their views and grievances directly to you rather than gossiping, complaining, or backbiting. Part of transparency is making sure communication is clear and effective. Decide what form of communication is most suited to your message. Not everything should be communicated over email, so you need to be as well clear, honest, and open as you can be. This then leaves less room for Chinese whispers and the spread of misinformation, which can feed into negative office politics. And finally, this is such an important thing to maintain your integrity as a leader and cut through the office politics. Be impartial at all times. Yes, you are human, and at times you will have favourite team members or people you just simply get on better with. However, you can't set the standard and expectation that everyone is fairly treated and treat everyone fairly if you don't do that yourself. As always, as a leader, you set the standard. Promote only on merit and when it is deserved. Let someone go only when they aren't performing and every avenue for remedying the situation has been exhausted. Don't take anything that a team member says about someone else at face value. Put on your detective hat, investigate, and get to the bottom of what the real issues are. Only then will you have a more harmonious workplace and a team that is united behind you as a leader with integrity. Well, we've come to the end of this episode of the People Mentor podcast, and I hope you've managed to get some insights and inspiration about how to navigate office politics while maintaining your integrity as a leader. That's it for today. Thank you for listening. See you next time. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to the People Mentor podcast. If you're struggling with challenging conversations, then visit www.thepeoplementor.co.uk for more information and insights to make your life easier.